And now you have the power. Welcome to Castle Grayskull Radio with your hosts, Mega Rand and Marcos. Some assembly required. Your parents helped to put it together.
In the center of the universe, on the planet Eternia, is Castle Grayskull, the ancient forest of mystery, its power sought by the dark forces of Snake Mountain, a sanctuary of sin and sorrow ruled by Skeletor.
Two men, Megaran and Marcos, have created a secret bunker deep within the dungeon of Castle Grayskull, and through a secret broadcast link between worlds, have discovered a way to bring you updates from this distant universe. This is Castle Grayskull Radio, a Masters of the Universe podcast. You have the power.
That never gets old.
Well, if you're listening to this, it's not too late. It's episode 2 and you hung around, so I appreciate that so much. This is Castle Grayskull, where we talk about, you know, Masters of the Universe, Revelation. And we are on episode 2, which is called The Poisoned Chalice.
The Poisoned Chalice.
Sounds mysterious. So if you were here last week or on Netflix at any point, you saw that the first episode ends with a little bit of a twist. You think everything's all good in Eternia, all good with the good guys? It ain't. Teela is like, I had it with y'all, lying sons of you-know-whats. I'm out of here. And she meant it too. She bounced. So we don't know exactly how much time has passed, but she has a whole new life. And she is now she got a little haircut, you know what I mean? Shaved her sides a little bit, got the
cool. For those of you that listen to us, she got the skater girl / WWE NXT superstar shave one half haircut.
very Rhea Ripley, if you are familiar. Yeah,
she got the Rhea.
She has a whole new life. She's basically like a merc for hire, sort of. Yeah. She just doing stuff for the money.
Ironically, I don't even think she's doing it based on any moral compass. She's just doing it. Like, it wasn't like, we're doing good. She's like, nah, we're taking any jobs.
Yeah, it's just taking jobs. It's like, I guess I understand if you come off a situation where you were lied to, you start thinking you're doing right and you're thinking you're doing everything and you don't know the whole story. Now she's like, I don't need no story.
She's just like, pay the bread. Need that paper.
Yo, pay the bread and I'm going to do it. So now she is traveling and getting money with her partner, Andra, who is a really interesting character, voiced by Tiffany Smith. I thought she did a great job, and I immediately was struck by the fact that it's a black girl. I mean, it ain't just like she's tanned. No, this is a black girl with black hair and features, and I was into that. Like, I was like,
okay. Extremely smart.
Yeah. And not just like, you know, the black friend, like, oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, snap, girl. We about to rob him. Woo-wee. Who we rocking today?
Oh man!
No, this was like a really, and then she even has a great point where you said, you know, that she's smart. She says, "Yo, I'm the brains. She's the brawn." You know, and I was like, "All right, I like that." You know, she's like, "Nah, I'm the brains of this operation." You know what I mean? She gets down. She gets busy. So it was good to see. Now, this episode, she's given a job, or they're both given this job where they have to go and get this secret chalice underground somewhere.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. You gotta, for those of you guys that are joining us, so in the middle of this introduction, Teela and Andra are shown in action. They're basically completing another mission, mm-hmm. in which they, you know, show their moves or like, give the little hi-ya and tech and battle plans or whatever. And then upon them displaying how effective they are, they get a new job that's presented to them by this mysterious woman. Now, Rand, can you describe that job?
Well, the job is, hey, look, can you go pick up this this chalice, this cup? And if you get this thing for me, there's a great reward. And what it's going to do is it's going to take you back to a kind of scary area, because you're talking about Snake Mountain. But if you're able to get this done, you get this old magical goblet for us, and it has sentimental value. And she says that it belongs to her dead best friend. And so she would pay any price to get this little thing back. And so it kind of feels like simple job, but it's at Snake Mountain. Dun, dun, dun. But dun, dun, dun. Lucky for
those of you guys that don't know what Snake Mountain is, that's Skeletor's neighborhood. You know, that's his little hangout spot. That's where all the bad guys chill.
So it's like, hey, go pick this up. Go, like, go get me something from the store. And you're like, all right, where's the store? Oh, it's on the south side. Oh, dun, dun, dun. That's kind of hot. So now she got to go to the store on the rough side of town. But luckily, though, she has a past. And her past, and she's had a lot of adventures in her past. So she's able to reminisce a little bit to her adventures with He-Man back when everything was all good. And she's able to find a sneaky way inside based on her past knowledge. So we're on and popping. And then we run into a group of people that this is probably an unintentionally funny part. Maybe it was intentional, but
it seemed like it was intentional, man.
To me, I laughed a lot about this group called Motherboard. Can you tell them about Motherboard?
So Motherboard is basically the tech or augmented villains that were helping Skeletor. Whoever was left alive or whatever, they kind of splintered off. They decided to, you know what, get rid of any memory of Skeletor and turn a Snake Mountain, which was known as the spooky place, and basically made this like their safe house. And it kind of reminded me of, for those Star Trek fans, like the Borg. They basically were like, you know what, screw magic. They were like, Skeletor had it the wrong way. Technology is the way to go. And they were basically amassing an army of individuals that were enduring hardships. And they believed that the only way to be better or to be powerful was to embrace what they called the Motherboard, which is basically, for all intents and purposes, a simple mixture that you drank, and all of a sudden you have some cyborg attachment or augmentation, something that would seem to be that nobody knew exactly what it was going to be. It's like 30 people have 30 different abilities, and it was like, and it was funny because the two villains that were like the head of it were the two guys that definitely had augmentation before
the right
group took over.
Yeah, that part was weird to me. Like, y'all have already been augmented some other way. Like, so they sipped this cup of like liquid metal matrix juice, and then
I want to say it's TV. it's TV. What's it called? Static. You remember the old days when like a channel cut off?
Wow, that's yeah, it's like static juice. So just imagine like white noise in a drink.
Yeah.
And so they got to sip this and then they get some power. I love this dude's prayer. I mean, it was like mad blasphemous. But he says, Triclops, who was another toy I think I had.
Yeah, he was the head of this cult, the witch. Are they a cult? What do we call them?
I say they're very culty.
Yeah. Like they had down to the robes and everything and their ceremony. But go ahead.
So he says, well, let us pray or you know, give reverence.
Oh, yes, he says pray.
I think he does say pray.
That's the craziest thing.
So the prayer, like I said, this gets mad, arguably a little bit blasphemous. He says, oh, sweet Motherboard, master of metal, protect us in the name of robotics, automation, and the holy sprocket. Yeah. Yo, this is some sacrilegious nonsense. So anyway, I thought this was amazing, the idea of like them creating this organization. So of course the girls have to pretend they're down with it, put on the hoods, and you know, try to get through there. And one note I wanted to, again, they don't spare any expense on blood and guts and death. Like, people die again.
But essentially, like, this cult, they're all bumbling idiots. Like, they're not.
That's the
they're
thing.
They're not the greatest warriors here.
They don't train them on their powers because they don't know what they're going to get. So yeah, like, you're just like, yo, I got a robot arm. Like, what do I do with it? I don't know. And I saw my head off or something. Yeah. So it's a little weird, but you know, it was fun. You know, it added something for them to do, which I really enjoyed. Now, Trapjaw, another who's also down with this cult, he's like second in command to Triclops. Another toy I think I had. He had the metal jaw and like, kang, kang, you know.
Yeah, here's the one thing. If I could just for a second here. I thought that the Trapjaw was higher up in the food chain than Triclops. So I don't understand how the power dynamic here was switched.
Well, things have changed. As you know, Skeletor ain't around no more. So, you know, people start jockeying for position, you know? And I think that's kind of how it goes. Now, so they get what they got to get. And then, of course, there's more to it. There's always more to it.
It's never what it appears to be.
So they get their reward, but then homegirl's like, well, you could finish the job. Remember, I told you to get the goblet for a friend. Now you got to deliver it. And it's like, oh, snap. Always something. Now you got to deliver it for double. And so now you must go to Grayskull. And she's like, oh, Grayskull, man. I ain't trying to see them fools again. I did what I did, and I'm done doing what I'm doing. So that's it. And so Teela goes on another kind of rant about how she's just been lied to the whole time. And I feel like this is something that she will not let go. So that's why I wanted to discuss in episode one. But here we are at it again. And when she gets there, she is met with some words of reason by an unlikely source. And it's Cringer, of all people, the scaredy cat, who decides to drop knowledge. Now, creatively, Marcos, I have to ask you, is Cringer the best person here to be providing advice and helping her get through this situation?
I mean, again, it goes back to the four key people that knew Adam's secret. Mm-hmm. And I understand what you're trying to say. So for those that are listening, what happened is Teela took the mission to go to Grayskull, and that's where she eventually met Cringer when they presented another thing. Teela did this second mission for the money because, like we said, she's a pure mercenary. She's like, you pay me, I'll do it. She doesn't want to be emotionally involved in anything. She just went and did it. But going back to what you were saying about Cringer, I think he is the right person to do it. Although his character is silly, think about it. He's the only person that knows what it is to live a double life. To have this responsibility of power being thrusted upon you. And if you remember in episode one, the few lines that Cringer had was like, yo, can we just not do this? Like previously it was like, oh, He-Man, I'm so scared. Or Adam, I'm so scared. But no, like Cringer like straight up asked Adam in episode one, like, hey, can we just not do this? Like he's not about it at all.
Not about it at all.
And then he basically told her that it was just like, he basically explained to Teela, long story short, that it's fine to be scared, that he knows a thing about fear because he goes through it all the time. So I think appropriately, he was the right person. You know, you might disagree with me.
I kind of disagreed. I'm like, how are you going to tell me I'm scared just because you always scared? Like, but, you know, he's saying this, I know fear when I see it because I live in fear. So I think you're just afraid. And I think the quote was, he says that you're afraid to let Adam down because he trusted you to be strong enough to handle this. And you think that you will not be able to honor that. And that was a really good perspective, you know? And so I thought it was coming from an unlikely source, but I think it was good. But that was kind of the main point I wanted to end on, is that wisdom in this series seems to come from some unlikely sources. And basically the progression of this story is based on Tila's ability to interpret what happened to her and somehow get past it, you know? And so if she's not able to do that, she's not going to step into her full purpose, you know? And so life just led her back to this castle. But you know what? It wasn't just a complete out of the blue coincidence, because the old woman who led her back to the castle
was dun dun dun
dun dun Evil Lynn, who shows up, takes the hood off and says, "Bow, I'm here. And surprise, you led me right to this place so I could get this Havoc staff and get busy with my evil plans." And sure enough, she decides to make it happen. So it's on again, and we have to fight. So I didn't even really see this coming, but I guess I should have. And Evil-Lyn is an extremely interesting character in this series, which for reasons we'll get into later on.
Multiple layers.
But this is the beginning of you seeing, you know, what she can do. You know, the layers of her character's complexity. You know, her and what's her name? Sorceress go way back. And so they have to make something happen. And she decides to strengthen the sorceress with what little magic remains and the Havoc staff. And she's like, "Nah, I don't believe you at all." And then it's like, you know what? Actually, sorceress says, she's kind of on our side right now. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good place to leave things, because once again, Tila don't know who to trust. How do you believe anything when all you're being told is this just wildness? Is she on our side? Is she evil Lynn? Is she good evil Lynn?
Is she, or is she just Lynn?
Or is she just Lynn?
We don't. That's a weird name to walk around in eternity. Just Lynn. Just Lynn.
Yeah, just call me Lynn. So I want to wrap up there, but if there's any other notes for this episode, please let me know what you think.
I think this episode was amazing. The way it ended, it presented us more clarity as to where they're going to. And yeah, it's a good show for every fan to watch and process. And I also think this is a great stopping point for us. What are your thoughts?
I think I also agree. Great episode. I was really into it. Bringing in new characters, I thought it was dope. I kind of knew from the beginning, especially the way they kept marking characters, that we have to kind of see some new people that we don't know. And so Andra is a really good character. I'm really interested in talking about how her character progresses throughout this story, and then drop some theories on where I see that going. So yeah, I think this was a great episode that sets the scene for things to start getting really moving in this series.
That is very true.
All right. Well, if y'all have any questions, please, I don't know, shoot us a tweet on the internets. I am at Megaran on Twitter. And what's your Twitter, Marcos?
I am at the Sunset Kid 56.
All right. So just hit us with a question or a comment or something you want us to talk about. Maybe you could hashtag Castle Grayskull Pod, because that'll be our hashtag. Why not? All right. So live from a basement somewhere in Eternia, we are ready to leave, and you now have the power. Peace out.
Peace.
villain. Rappers so homogenous, they fakers like my evil twin. Feel the power, the energy deep within my skin. Fortune teller, I foresee a win. Ram, been a beast, man, the number one contender. I used to battle cats, but then they all turned into cringers. Battle armor, role played, I see where you've been injured. To wave the white flag from the land shark and surrender. Buff like I'm Skeletor, so when I break bones like Bellator, you gon' have to pray it's just a metaphor. Grandstand, got the title in my clamp. Champ, step into me, guaranteed that you regret it like a tramp stamp. And also, I keep the mic at my torso and wave it when I gotta mix some magic like Orko. I'm in my happy place, merman in the salmon farm. Dunkin's on my cannon arm and name me the new man at arms. King Randor, spill fluid on the dance floor. Like a new Netflix series, more than you planned for. A welcome addition like nothing you done seen before. Snatching every award, welcome to the evil horde. Microphone, fright zone, speaking a polite tone. No cap, I'm Pro Max, like that new iPhone. Eternity is greatest, a megastar that's soon to burst. When I cue a verse, I'm the master of the universe. Rand.